and welcome to the Daily Dates podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell. It's Friday, the 3rd of July, and I've got to say, today's guest, I am super, super excited to introduce because we are long overdue for a catch-up. We're heading over to The Rock today, and on the pod, it's Miss Ginny Carlin. Hello, Ginny.
Hello, well, thank you very much. I hope you've got at least 6 hours free so we can chat.
I know. This is what happens when me and you finally get to catch up. It's hours of the day gone.
I know. But it's always so good to speak to you, Lauren. Thank you.
I know. And it's always so nice to speak to you too, Ginny. Just as a side note for pod listeners, Ginny was my first manager at BFBS. So it's nice that we've come full circle back. But you've been really busy in Gibraltar recently, haven't you? You've had a few guests coming in and out.
Honestly, it has been like one door opens, another door shuts, another door opens. We have been showing our fellow BFBS comrades the best bits of The Rock and the best bits of BFBS Gibraltar. I mean, don't get me wrong, they've not been over like on a jolly, but they've been over working. I mean, George Ryan and Flipping X, she was as busy as Naylor when she was here. But it's just been so nice to show people a little bit of what we do here at Gibraltar, because everybody thinks people come over, it's all Navy. It's not all Navy at all. We've got like a big army regiment and we've got RAF Gibraltar as well. But it's a tri-service base. There's lots going on. So when George came over, she was just involved in everything and it was really cool to see.
And in charge of this epic base, you have a Commodore who is retiring, isn't that right?
Yeah, he's actually just retired. Commodore Tom Guy, this time last week, when I say we saw him off, that sounds awful, like we were all out with pitchforks and spades. It wasn't quite like that. But they do have a very a special way of saying goodbye to the Command of British Forces Gibraltar, the CBF. They go to the tower, which is like where everybody, it's like the headquarters. It's an iconic building in Gibraltar. It's right on the dock side and everybody stands. I'm trying to describe it. There's like balconies around every floor. So everybody stands looking out. The outgoing CBF goes out and sort of sees everybody off, walks through. They make a corridor of people for him. And him and his wife walk through the corridor. Everybody's applauding them. And they go to a boat and get onto a boat and sail off. And that's it. I mean, it's pretty cool. But it was his own boat this time. So that was even cooler. And then they have Royal Navy Gibraltar Squadron escorting them out as well. So everybody's waving and clapping. And, you know, maybe there might be a glass of Prosecco going around. I'm just saying. But it's like a lovely thing. And then the new CBF, who is the lovely Commodore Tim Davis, will sort of step in. And then we got to speak to him and stuff. So we say goodbye to the new one. It's a bit like New Year. Say goodbye to the old one, bringing the new one in. And but of course, the old one sort of goes for a sail round and then comes back again. He's not sailing back to the UK. But yeah, it was just an incredible time. I've seen it with a few of the Commodores who leave, the CBS who leave, in my time in Gibraltar. But, you know, I think this was a special one.
That sounds like something out of a movie. The idea of them getting on. Yeah. It's like the Grease at the end of Grease, you know, when the car takes off. It's like at the end of his time, he gets on the boat and he sails away. I mean, wouldn't it be brilliant if he was actually just getting on the ship and then that was him, gone then, out into the distance, sailing off into the sunset, but no, he comes back around.
Sailing back to UK in his uniform, I bet he'd love that.
not the most comfortable, probably.
A bit sticky.
So I'm going to gather you managed to speak to him before he said his sort of final goodbyes, Ginny.
I had a good chat with him. I'm very, very fond of Commodore Tim Davis who's coming in. But as you can imagine, because I got to know Tom even longer, I was very, very fond of our outgoing CBF. I felt quite emotional, to be honest, chatting to him. I imagine he probably felt quite the same. But I was just asking him how it was for him in his final week. And you know that feeling when you're just going to leave somewhere, it's either all smooth sailing or it's, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? A little bit manic. So I just asked him how he felt about that.
Somewhere between the two, but definitely towards the smoother sailing, not least because I like the analogy more. Now, I wouldn't say there's any panic, but there's quite a lot in my mind just as we sort of prepare to leave what has been just a massive chapter in our lives.
I mean, for anybody in a forces community who gets ready to move on, there's obviously the packing the house, there's the disengaging from the role, disengaging from the community a little bit. But it's like tenfold for you, because this has been, when I say your community, this whole train set has been yours.
Oh, I'm glad we're not filming this, Ginny. Yeah, it is hugely difficult. And of course, exacerbated by the fact that I'm sort of leaving the naval service after kind of nearly four decades. But I'll have spent 10% of that time here in Gibraltar. And of course, we've discussed before, you know, I first came to Gibraltar as a midshipman, and then again as a sub-lieutenant and as a lieutenant and so on. So I've been back regularly, you know, and I love the place from when I first came here. But it's just been extraordinary, and at so many different levels, really. And again, community, there's lots of different levels to that. You know, we've got the, obviously for me wearing this colour uniform, there's the Royal Naval community, which is important. But, you know, this is absolutely a joint command, and I am a joint commander. You know, human beings are quite tribal by nature, I think. So we've got a sort of Royal Navy tribe, and Air Force tribe, and Army, and the Royal Gibraltar Regiment, which is very, very similar to the Army, but is, of course, unique to here. And, of course, you know, our 550-odd locally employed civilians who do everything for us, and without which we couldn't operate.
Have you got a couple of things that you've done in your time here that you will always look back on and think, yeah, that was really good?
So, yes, absolutely. And I'm very careful not to be complacent or you know, view things through sort of rose-tinted spectacles. Taking the command and the community from that quite sort of short-termist view to, hey, we're here for the long haul. You might be here for a couple of years, but you know, our LECs in the organisation, you know, and I'm regularly giving out 30 and 40-year certificates. It's just so humbling. I think the sort of the culture and the ethos piece is probably what I'm proudest of, and I hope I'm not kidding myself, that I hope that others will agree. And then the other obvious one, I suppose, is the treaty. Not that I can take a great deal of credit, but what we have done here is played a really significant role in the part of it from an MOD perspective and protecting the UK's ability to continue to operate to, through and from here unhindered once the treaty is in place.
So being here as a naval officer, the spiritual home of the Navy, I mean, the history that happened, when I say just off our coast, just up the coast, the stories of Nelson being brought back to Gibraltar after the Battle of Trafalgar, that must run through your blood. How has that part of it been for you?
Absolutely amazing. I remember I said, you know, almost 4 years ago to the day when I did a clear lower deck in the Tower Courtyard just here, that sort of Gibraltar, you know, oozes military history from every port. It's just everywhere that you look. And particularly, yeah, as a naval man, of course it has huge relevance. And every Trafalgar night dinner, when you can stand there and say, you know, here we are in the mess. It's a mile and a quarter from Rosia Bay where Admiral Nelson was brought ashore. You know, it's 40 miles from where the battle was fought. And Gibraltar always has been and continues to be really, really strategically significant particularly from a maritime perspective because of what it is and where it is. We've got to focus on the future, but the foundations for that are built on the past.
Just got one last question, and this is really quite a serious one, so I want you to really think about this before you answer. And that is, it's been me, we've got Greg, we've had Rosie, we've had Ingrid, lots of people coming through BFBS, but I think I know the answer to this, but I want to know, who has been your favourite?
I am not going to answer that, Ginny. You're all my favourites.
I think that you don't have to say anything because I think I know the answer to that. And we don't have to say it, but I know because you're looking at her now. It's okay. Don't worry. The others will get over it, but I think I've been your favourite.
Oh, Ginny. Commodore Tom Guy has certainly been media trained there, hasn't he? He was not answering that.
Oh my gosh, bless it. What, I'll just say, I actually saw him yesterday. I was walking home from work and I didn't recognise him at all because obviously whenever you see military people, they're in uniform, you don't really, unless you're sort of living next door to them, you don't really see them out of uniform. And this guy walked past me, so I went, Ginny, and I got my headphones on, Ginny, like this. And I was like, who's that? And I was like, oh my gosh, it's Tom Guy. Gave me a big hug and he'd just been out. And it was so great to see him in his civvies and just out and relaxing and stuff.
So 4 years he's been Commander British Forces Gibraltar. Has there been sort of big changes during his tenure whilst he's been in Gibraltar?
Well, the biggest change, I mean, he talked about it when you just heard that interview. And that is, as we speak, the border between Gibraltar and Spain is being dismantled right now. You know, I can hear the demolishing kit that they're using. Demolishing kit, is that such a thing? You know what I mean? You can hear the machines taking it down. So during his time, that's a huge change. And navigating like all the politics that go with that as well, I think has been a huge thing. So when I left Gibraltar back in 2017, that was just all coming in. And now finally we're at a point where there's going to be no border. So that's a huge thing for him. And another thing when we were chatting was there was a little time when the forces here on Gibraltar were a little bit on the back foot. And we're back to a point now where, I mean, it's a tri-service base. It's just an incredible place to be. It's very, very busy, but we're back to that full capacity again and that full battle rhythm again. I mean, he wasn't for 1 minute saying that was all because of him, but that's the sort of thing that's been happening in his time here. So there's been a lot going on, really.
And he seems like quite emotional almost that he's saying goodbye to Gibraltar. He's clearly enjoyed his time here.
Yeah, and as I was saying, he's retiring from the Royal Navy. It's a life, it's loved, and Gibraltar, it will absolutely, it kind of bewitches you. It's an entrancing place, especially I imagine if you were in the Royal Navy, where, like he was saying, all that history just happened just up the coast with Nelson and the Battle of Trafalgar. Everywhere you go, there's little bits of the Royal Navy past. You know, everywhere's named after it, or there's like a, you know, a gun somewhere. Everywhere is geared to the Royal Navy. It's a spiritual home of our modern Royal Navy being here in Gibraltar. So having this as his last posting and leaving it, I can imagine why he would feel upset or emotional, I should say. I couldn't imagine why he would feel emotional. So the Navy and Gibraltar are just, I'm doing the sort of fingers crossed sign to you, but you know what I mean? They don't get any closer.
Yeah, they're hand in hand, aren't they? And yeah. Ginny, if I know anything, I know that you will always get the goss. What can you tell us about the new CBF?
Oh, equally as lovely, really lovely. He came in with Tom just to say hello to us and, you know, have a cup of tea and the CBFBS. That's Commodore Tim Davey. He's great. And I did a little interview with him just after Commodore Tom got on the boat and gone. He was so excited to be here. It's a lot of hard work, I would imagine, for a CBF. A lot of hard work because there's a lot of balls to keep up in the air. But he just looked really excited. I think, and I'm not just saying this, I think we've been very, very lucky to say goodbye to a brilliant CBF and to say hello to another brilliant one.
Oh, Ginny, it has been so nice to have you on the pod today, sort of flying the flag for Gibraltar. I hope you've enjoyed your time on the pod as well and that you've enjoyed our little catch-up.
I have absolutely loved it. And next time I'm back in the UK, or you come to Gibraltar, let's meet up and let's do this for like at least 12 hours.
I think... Let's scrap the UK. I'm just going to come to Gibraltar for an holiday.
I would love that. Love that.
Well, what else is going on across BFBS? SITREP, the latest episode, is available for you to listen to, bringing you all the debate, discussion and analysis on defence, foreign policy and stories affecting the British forces. Now, this latest episode, Can the Defence Investment Plan Deliver War-Ready Forces? General Sir Richard Barons has been on the episode to give his verdict of the Defence Investment Plan. It's released every single Thursday and you can check out the latest episode at bfbs.com/sitrep or wherever you get your podcasts. Well, thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Daily Dits. I've been Lauren Mitchell and I'll see you after the weekend. Have a great one. See you Monday.
Ready to level up?
Level up.
Then head for The Lobby.
Shut up, you weirdo.
BFBS Pro League's weekly podcast built for the Armed Forces gaming community.
I love this. I don't even have to defend myself.
It's like the ultimate Uno reverse, okay?
And they say chivalry's dead.
I know.
Join Danny G, Jonah Jupp, and Psycho as they talk all things gaming with top-tier guests from across the esports world.
Silver Nightmare's special ability is that she becomes invisible when farting or burping.
Don't just play. Be part of the game. Here, BFBS Pro League The Lobby.
New episodes every Friday.
To listen, search BFBS Pro League The Lobby, wherever you get your podcasts.